Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. We're in Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
That's right. We've got we got some Trump clips here, some newer ones. Great stuff about the deep state. Hanging trees coming.
Well, this is the day that we get to celebrate all of the wrongdoings toward Trump. You know what I mean? Where he has been just, they've just been attacking him since day one, and they've been doing it illegally. They've been doing it underhandedly. Everything they've done and accused him of is flying back in their faces right now.
Well, that's the part we're celebrating. Yeah, the fact that there are people that can hold them accountable, and they're beginning to now.
Right. And so all of this time, everybody that has been against Trump because of the lying media, because of the lying FBI, the lying CIA, all of these major agencies, even the Department of Justice has been lying about Trump ever since since 2016.
Right.
And so this is Trump vindication, I'll tell you what. And so, you know, it's just nice to see justice finally starting to unroll.
That's right.
It's fantastic that, well, we get to start with some of the greatest news ever today here on Trump Tuesday, and we're looking so forward to it.
Yeah. Well, what I really like is it's just the beginning. Like they said, this is not just an investigation and here are our findings. They're like, this is just getting the ball rolling.
That's right.
You know, with, contempt of Congress charges moving forward and all kinds of good stuff. We've got some clips that go into more detail.
Right. And then plus we love the truth. We absolutely are truth lovers. And just like the end of the Bible says that, you know, we're rescued from the deception because we have become lovers of truth, and therefore we're on the side of the Lord. And so at the same time that we are lovers of truth, we are also lovers of justice. And so these are all of God's characteristics and qualities that we adore each one of these qualities. And so you know, it's part of loving your brother requires you to stand up on behalf of your brother, your brother's rights, your brother's family, your brother's ability to earn an income and basically have life more abundantly.
That's right.
Right? And as much freedom as possible. And those are all the Lord's precepts. And so when we get to see that actually come about and be in action, I think that is just, that's marvelous because it's such a long time in coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? 2016 until 2003, my goodness, that is 7 years we've had to endure all of these false accusations against our president.
Yes.
And watching him get thrown under the bus and beat up just constantly.
Continuously, since day one, since before day one, before he even took office. This is not just a ideological opposing forces that, you know, are trying to vie to have their worldview pushed forward over the other. I think my ideas are better than yours. Well, I think my ideas are better than yours. It's not normal, peaceful competition of ideas.
Right.
This is lying. I mean, going to
criminal extent.
Well, the most complex, woven, deceiving lies woven together to implicate somebody in crimes they never committed while committing crimes yourself that are worse than what you're accusing him of in order to destroy him. And that, I mean, this is appalling. This is so malicious.
Oh, and seeing what these accusers are actually guilty of themselves is,
yes,
like you're saying, is the crimes that they're committing are so much worse and so much more atrocious than anything that they're even inventing,
right,
to label Trump with.
And they're not even taking something that he did and embellishing it. They're whole cloth fabricating,
yep,
the things that they're saying he did.
And then saying that they're fact.
Right.
Yep.
And it looks like things are, you know, the first threads that were sticking out, they're beginning to be pulled on.
Absolutely. And the best part, like what we're going to cover today, is the fact that the FBI and the DOJ, they're starting to cannibalize because,
yes,
the FBI is now running in a panic. And I've got a couple different articles to back that up. And the DOJ is even coming after the FBI,
right,
which is what we're talking about with the cannibalization.
Right.
I'm sure the CIA is going to get thrown into the mix here pretty soon. They're all just going to chew each other up because yep, they know their time is up and they're going down.
That's right. The deep state creatures are going to begin eating each other now.
Yep.
It's going to be a feeding frenzy.
That's one way to clean up the swamp. Yeah. You know? Well, and that is also
eating each other.
That's one of God's principles as well. We watched him do that when, was it King
Jehoiakim?
Jehoiakim that sat there and he and all of his people sang while the Lord turned three of these huge numbers of enemies all upon
the
themselves.
Alliances between, was it Egyptians and Amalekites and
This is a general memory, but basically the king in Judah, he and his people knew that they were going to get obliterated because three of their enemies were all converging on them at the same moment.
Yes.
And God said, just stand back. This is my battle. And so they all sang praises to the Lord.
Right.
And lo and behold, God turned all three of them in on each other and they cannibalized each other, killed all of each one of their enemies on their own.
Yeah, they all killed each other. Same thing with Gideon.
Yeah.
When he surrounded the Amalekites, Hittites, Perizzites.
I know. It's
mixed
hard
up
to keep them straight.
Surrounded the camp, and when they broke the clay jars and started screaming, they all turned on each other, you know, killing each other.
Yep.
The enemy in the camp.
Right.
And so this is kind of cool. Just sing praises to the Lord and watch the enemy turn on each other.
That's right.
And
that's
turn their swords on each other.
Especially when you feel like your enemy is way too big for anything you could possibly defend yourself
There's
from.
Your takeaway. Even if we can't correctly recall Amalekites or Midianites or whoever they were, whatever termites they were.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. It's
termites
the point.
And parasites, you know,
right.
Let them all eat each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the biblical principle we're trying to point to. All right. Now,
let's do the word of the day. And of course, since we are right in the beginning of Straight Up Humility Month, our verse that is attributed to the humility verse for the day comes to us from Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 19, which read under the lukewarm church. Now, this is not a random turning. I searched this out myself, and because we have to have a humility verse for each day this month.
Oh, right.
And so this reads under the lukewarm church. It says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And so in humility, so many of us that think we are really great or
right,
that we are standing in in just this wonderful light of the Lord and we're so glorious or whatever.
Right.
It's those statements like that you're lukewarm. I mean, are you on fire for the Lord or are you cold? And if you're neither, if you're kind of just in between, if you're happy and comfortable and cushy comfortable in between, he says, well, you don't know it, but you're actually wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
Yes.
There's a truth statement for so many of us that we need to be very, very careful and understand that, you know, if we are comfortable and lukewarm, beware.
Yes.
Beware. And
because that's where pride comes in.
Yep.
I don't need anything. I'm good to go. I've got the $600,000 house. I live in the awesome little neighborhood where...
Right.
I've got the bicycles and the spandex and the...
Yeah, I'm in need of nothing.
Life's great. Yep. And get the latte and surf Amazon and gosh, it just couldn't get any better. You know?
Right.
I don't really need anything.
Right.
And then you realize that you're actually don't even need God.
Right.
You know?
You're just doing just great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not a, yeah, not a good place to be. That is a sneaky, subtle pride.
It is. It is.
Yep. There.
And those are the kind that are most worrisome to me, is the sneaky ones. I mean, it's real easy to see when somebody's belligerent and arrogant and bragging about themselves. That is easy to spot. But like you're saying, it's these sneaky ones that here you're thinking you're just fine. You're not being arrogant. You're not you know, throwing yourself up on some pedestal in front of everybody else while you're tearing everybody else down. You're not doing anything like that.
Right.
But God still says, you have no idea. The way you look to me is wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
Yes.
And you go, oh.
Yeah. You think you got all this and the pristine life and you haven't looked at your Bible in...
How long?
Weeks, months.
Right. Yep.
Spent time with him in the Word or in prayer or anything, you know.
Right.
And that falls in the pride category, though. I mean, because
that's scary.
You can be humbled very quickly in that, in just a chastening by the Lord to bring you back to him.
That's right. You know? Well, and the first thing that does to me is send like pangs of fear into me, like, oh my gosh, I've got to be so careful. Like, I don't want to... I never want to fall into that category that he views me as, oh, yuck, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. You are abhorrent to me. I mean, that is an extremely fearful thing to me. And so, boy, you know, this is, like I said, this is a fantastic thing to study for a month. How delightful that we can do some very serious introspection and ask ourselves, do we meet his criteria? Do we meet them?
That's the point right there. His criteria.
Yep.
So you ask anybody, are you a good person? Do you think you're humble? Oh, yes, I'm a good person. And yeah, I'm humble.
Right.
And put that up against God's standard. Right. See what he says. And then, you know, make the appropriate adjustments.
Yeah, no kidding.
Perfect topic for the straight up humility month.
Well, exactly. And then it also, that verse Scripture also holds the solution. I mean, right there in 19, it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be, quote unquote, zealous. It says that.
Yes.
Therefore, be zealous and repent. And so be on fire for him and repent for your lukewarm behavior that is vomitous to him.
Yes.
You know, I don't know, for trying to be... have a quick way to say it, you know.
Yeah, this is the morning commute, not morning breakfast show.
Yeah, not morning marathon.
All right. So, we do have quite a few audio clips. We want to make sure we get those. So let's get right into the word of the day.
And double duty during humility month.
That's right.
Okay. So, of course, the word of the day is the continuation of Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 through 27, which read under the 70 weeks prophecy. Now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood until the end of the war. Desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. And that's it.
Good.
And so that's the end of chapter 9. So we've covered it.
Yes, we did. And that's the we went on either side of it, and then we realized that we had skipped over chapter 9.
Well, we didn't even really know that he wanted us to point out chapter 9.
Right.
We thought that it was all pointed out through the Perry Stone research that we were called to, and so apparently not.
That's right. And then we were directed back to
back 9. To Jonathan Cahn and Jonathan Cahn talking about 9. So that's perfect because, it's a pretty good wrap up that, I mean, that it describes the 70 weeks prophecy.
Yes.
And right there, Gabriel just jumps into more or less the three main points that heaven views as central. Right.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where he says the building of the temple, and then Jesus comes and is crucified and rises, and then he jumps all the way forward to the end times.
The 70th week.
Yeah. Where the great tribulation happens.
Yes.
And so these three events are primarily what the Archangel Gabriel is referring to, and that heaven views as the three important things that Daniel needs to know about, right?
Right.
So, boy, you're talking about thousands of years in between each of these. And so that's about where we are now, is verse 27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week.
Right.
But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
And not so, right now, but
not
coming
now,
up,
but that's yeah. The next thing coming around the corner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And definitely in our, you know, in our lifetime.
Well,
and
right.
If not, you know, years, just a few years, or maybe even months away.
Well, exactly, because
things are accelerating.
The Bible says that the same generation that sees Israel return is the same generation that sees Christ's return, and Trump is talking about having his huge celebration for the 75th anniversary of Jerusalem and Israel.
Oh. Nice.
And okay. So you know, he's wanting to celebrate that this
yeah.
year. And so this is the 75th year that they've been back in Israel.
Wow.
And so when the Bible says the generation that sees Israel return is the generation that will see Christ's return.
Yep.
And we're already 75 years into it. So how many more years is
yes.
a generation, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Coming up so soon.
No kidding.
And you could just, I mean, watch the news and see this can't keep going.
That's right.
You know, something's about ready to break loose.
Right.
So, all right, well, good. Thanks for that. And that's Daniel chapter 9,
yep, verses 20 through 27.
27.
And that concludes Daniel.
There we go. On to other great things.
That's right.
Okay, this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. Check it out for yourself at JesusAppears.com. Stay right there. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
So we were energy independent. Think of it, 3 years ago. And what people don't know is that we have, I call it liquid gold, because it's gold, it's better than gold. We have liquid gold under our feet more than any other nation, more than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia. We're energy independent. Within 6 months, we would have been energy dominant. And we were going to sell energy to Europe and lots of other places. And we were going to make so much money doing it. We had something going that, and within 6 months, we would have been dominant because we would have taken over Europe. We would have literally been supplying the energy to Europe. And we would have made a fortune. We would have paid down the debt. We would have cut the taxes. It was going to be so beautiful.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
You know what? You want to know something?
You want to know something?
We always win.
Welcome back as we fly through segment two. If you guys want to support what we do, we sure appreciate it. We're listener supported. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on the donate to RFR to find all the different ways you can help support us and keep us on the air. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got all kinds of corruption going on with the FBI. We've got a lot of great clips coming out. We've got time probably for a couple of them for this morning.
That's right. And the very first one that we have comes from the Associated Press that was posted on the Trump channel. And this describes a link between the FBI, Epstein, and possibly the CIA all coordinating together, possibly working together from the looks of it. Listen now.
We also learned some interesting things about Jeffrey Epstein's behavior in these 36 days. He wrote a letter to Larry Nassar, the disgraced team doctor for the United States gymnastics team, of course, who was also accused and convicted, in his case, of abusing young athletes. We also learned that the night before Jeffrey Epstein was found dead, he excused himself from a visit with his lawyers, said that he wanted to call his family, and then told a jail officer that he was calling his mother. His mother at that time had been dead for 15 years.
The FBI now under fire for its handling of the sexual abuse claims involving former U.S. gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Tonight, what the inspector general has now uncovered, saying the FBI disregarded allegations by gymnasts and later made false statements to cover their mistakes. And just in this evening, the FBI now saying the actions of certain FBI employees were inexcusable. Here's Pierre Thomas.
In a devastating assessment, a new report by the Justice Department's Inspector General bluntly states FBI agents failed to respond to the allegations against Dr. Larry Nassar.
And so as a wrap-up, the DOJ is now finding FBI as covering for an Epstein associate.
Right.
And to add more to it, a former FBI agent sounds off on a drastic shift in the Bureau and says people are terrified, according to FoxBusiness.com. And so listen now to what Marjorie Taylor Greene has to say about all of the FBI ongoings.
As you may have seen on the news, the reports have come out, and it turns out that everything we have been saying is true. Today, FBI Director Christopher Wray brought the FD 1023 form that he first didn't want to admit existed, but he brought it today here over to Congress, to our Oversight Committee, and showed the 1023 form to James Comer and to Congressman Raskin. And there were attorneys in the room. Here's what everyone needs to understand. Here's the story. There's two people you need to know about. There's a whistleblower and there is an informant. Now, years ago, an informant brought forward the information, and that's his job. An informant brings information to our government because it's critical to the national security of the United States. This informant brought the information, they filled out the 1023 form, and they told us that our president, Joe Biden, when he was vice president of the United States, that he was taking millions of dollars in exchange for foreign policy decisions. This is pay to play. This is abuse of power. This is an impeachable offense. So this informant did the right thing. This is what he is paid to do. I want you to understand, our FBI director, our FBI did nothing with it. The Department of Justice did nothing with it. And do you want to know why? It's because they're protecting Joe Biden. Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, our FBI director, Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General for the United States, they are protecting their boss. They are covering up his crimes and his family's crimes because there's a lot more to this. Now, we've had a brave whistleblower come forward through Senator Grassley and tell us this information. We already know what it is. We already know it's true. And now today, it is confirmed because Chairman Jamie Comer and Congressman Raskin both saw the form, saw the information. Here's the issue. We're going to have to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress because he refuses to hand over the form. This form is unclassified. He has no reason to not hand it over. The names are redacted, protecting everyone's security. What is the use of an informant if you do not use the information that they give the government? This is absurd. This is ridiculous. What are we going to do? We have two sides here. We have people that are hiding the truth and protecting Joe Biden. And then we have the other side, that's us trying to provide the truth to the American people. And here's the real issue. Do you know the real problem? We are now a country involved in a war in Ukraine. And this is the country where all these problems exist. This is where the corruption began. This is where it all starts and it all stems from. And the Biden family expanded it to many other countries. I want America to know the truth, and Christopher Wray needs to do the right thing. He needs to hand over the 1023 form.
All right, so much more to cover. We've got more. We'll pick it up tomorrow. You guys have a great day out there. Be blessed and join us at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.